and generosity. Gratitude and generosity are two of the themes in our gospel reading about the feeding of the 5,000. We've all heard this story many times before, and you've probably heard several sermons on it. You've probably heard that this is the only miracle recorded in all four gospels, apart from the resurrection. You've probably heard about its associations with the manna God provided from heaven when the Israelites were hungry in the desert, having been set free from slavery in Egypt. You probably heard how later in this very chapter of John, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." And this miracle was leading up to that statement. And you've probably heard about its associations with Holy Communion, emphasized when in this story, Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them. And they were all satisfied, and at the end there were even 12 basketfuls left over. What a miracle. Jesus gave thanks. The Greek word used here, and in other places translated, he gave thanks, most importantly at the Last Supper, when Jesus gave thanks for the bread and wine, is eucharisteo. The root of eucharisteo is charis, meaning grace, an undeserved gift, saying thank you for a gift. And of course, our word Eucharist has this root too. So as we come to Holy Communion or Eucharist in a few minutes, let's be mindful and thankful indeed for this wonderful, undeserved gift of Christ's body and blood, of Jesus Christ himself. Gratitude. This story also has something to teach us about generosity. The generosity of the boy whose 5 loaves and 2 fishes were shared. We don't know much about this boy. Was he on his own? Presumably. His 5 small loaves and 2 fish were probably enough just for him. It seems it's most likely the fish were little ones like anchovies. What we do know is that he was willing to give what he had to Jesus, generously, even though it didn't look much. The boy could have clung on to it. Maybe others had food with them and did hang on to it, who knows? The boy could have thought to himself, well, it's mine. But instead, he handed over his food, all of it, to Jesus, generously. And look what Jesus does with it. It's got me thinking, are we truly generous like the boy who hands over what he has to Jesus for others? Or are there things we hold on to, keep for ourselves? The more I've thought about this, the more I recognize there is some holding on, some it's mine attitude in my thinking. It's mine, I earned it. It's mine, I deserve it. It's mine, I need it. We may not say those things out loud, but with our time, our money, and our abilities, we do sometimes keep them to ourselves, rather than putting them into God's hands to do with as he wants and sharing them with others. We sometimes forget that everything we have is a gift from God anyway. Gifts that aren't earned or deserved, but given because of God's great love. So let's be like the boy and hand over what we have to Jesus. And if that looks very little, see what Jesus did with the boy's 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He can do big things with what we hand over to him. And for the ultimate example and inspiration for overflowing generosity, we look to Jesus. He gave and gave and gave. He gave his time, his energy, gave up his comfort, gave up his life. This is my body, which is given for you. This is my blood shed for you. As we hear those words again this morning in communion, let us offer back to God all we have, all we are, all we do, for him to use as he wants. Gratitude and generosity. I'd encourage you to sometimes end your day reflecting on God's goodness and how we've shared it with others. And so may God shape us to become more like his son, Jesus. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the many, many ways we see your goodness every day. Thank you especially for those who love us, for all the beauty and goodness we see in the world, and most of all for your lavish, overflowing, undeserved love shown in Christ. May we never tire or glaze over with overfamiliarity. May we always abound in gratitude, handing over what we have to you, and be truly generous to others in our attitudes, words, and actions. We pray in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.